Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And today's star date, that's what's next. Yes, indeedy, today's star date is 60.10341. Again, the star date, 60.10341. That means it's the year 60. And it's 10,341 days into that year, and that is based on Pluto. We go around 248 new years before Pluto gets its next new years. Anyway, that's the date, 60.10341, and in another 238 years or so, we'll have another Pluto new years. Anyway, let's get on with the Glacier Review. And as we are in the deep of the holiday season, in between Christmas and New Year's, we are going to have lots of music on the Glacier Review, and we're just going to kind of pop around and see different kinds of music. Let's get Eartha Kitt with C'est Si Bon.
De partir n'importe où, bras dessous, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, de petits riens de tout, mais qui en disent long, en voyant notre mineur vieux. Les passants dans la rue nous envient. C'est si bon de guetter dans ses yeux une esprit merveilleux qui donnait la frisure. C'est si bon, ces petites sensations, ça vaut mieux qu'un million. C'est tellement, tellement bon. Oh, c'est bon, voilà, c'est bon. Les passants dans la rue, bras dessous, en chantant des chansons, quel esprit merveilleux. Oh, c'est bon, je cherche un millionnaire avec un rare Mercedes-Benz. Minkos, des bijoux. Ah voilà. Oh, c'est bon. Peut-être quelqu'un avec un petit yacht, hein? S'il parle français, espagnol, italien, allemand, swahili, peut-être quelque chose comme Hebrew. Ça m'est égal, as long as il y a beaucoup de loot, voilà. Oh, c'est bon. Il sera très crazy, non? You get what I mean, don't you? Voilà, c'était le monde.
All right, that was Eartha Kitt with C'est Si Bon. I did a clever thing, and I looked it up on Google Translate. It is so good. C'est Si Bon. It is so good. Eartha Kitt, fabulous voice. Very popular song from the late 40s. So when you were a kid, were you listening to Dragnet? That old TV program about two policemen? Let's see, Officer Joe Friday and his partner. Well, you probably remember his name. Anyway, Dragnet had a real serious opening, and you're thinking, man, that's a serious song. Well, let's see how serious the original Dragnet really is. That was Dragnet. That's the full song, the allegedly more fun song. And there was Sergeant Joe Friday, of course. Who was the other guy? Officer Bill Gannon. Bill Gannon and Sergeant Joe Friday in the original Dragnet. Here's a fun song you probably don't play often. Hernando's Hideaway. It's just kind of a goofball song. But it's a fun song, it's musical, it's whimsical, so hooray for Hernando's Hideaway.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face, a glass of wine, a fast embrace, it's called Hernando's Hideaway, ole. All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets, and no one cares how late it gets. Not at Hernando's Hideaway, ole. At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go, meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway, ole. Mm-hmm. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's hide away.
Well, that's it. Hernando's Hideaway. I don't know where it came from, but that's where it's going. So, you know Dean Martin. You know the sound of Dean Martin. How about Perry Como? Two different voices? I'd call them two very different voices. And also, generally speaking, different musical styles and even musical content. Dean Martin, of course, was Italian. And his name, of course, didn't start out as Dean Martin. He was born June 7th, 1917, as Dino Paul Crocetti. Dino Paul Crocetti, 1917, he died in 1995. He eventually started teaming up with other greats. First breakthrough was with Jerry Lewis. Then he went on to other fame. So why am I talking about Dean Martin? Because I have to tell you, I have a song coming up. And it says Perry Como. But if you know Dean Martin, you're going to say, that doesn't sound like Perry Como, unless, of course, it is. Well, the name of the song is Papa Loves Mambo, which sounds pretty Dino to me.
Papa loves mambo, mama loves mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to, she goes fro. He goes fast, she goes slow. He goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for mama, but mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves mambo, mama loves mambo. Having their fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow. Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba, 'cause papa loves mambo tonight.
Papa loves mambo, mama loves mambo.
He goes fro, he goes fast, she goes slow, he goes left, she goes right.
Papa's looking for mama, but mama is nowhere in sight.
Papa loves mambo,
papa loves mambo,
mama loves mambo,
mama loves mambo.
Having their fling again, younger than spring again, feeling that zing again, wow.
Papa loves mambo,
mambo, papa,
mama loves mambo,
mambo, mama.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba,
'cause papa loves the mambo tonight.
Papa loves mambo, Perry Como, or maybe Dean Martin, who knows, you know, databases get corrupted. Not all voices are created equal, neither are all orchestras. Percy Faith put together an orchestra with its own unique sound, own unique blend. Here's an interesting song with nice overtones and interesting keys, and just a nice end of the year, New Year's song. Percy Faith and his orchestra with Song from the Moulin Rouge. Was Percy Faith Orchestra. Percy Faith and his orchestra, really nice sounds there. Just a little different kind of sound for the end of the year, the Glacier Review. All right, let's go to the Andrews Sisters and to the Swiss. Here's a funny little song, but the Andrews Sisters were an American close harmony singing group, and they sung the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B, really outrageously famous song during World War II. They sing with the likes of Dean Martin and Bing Crosby and others. Famous three sisters, the Andrews Sisters, and here they are with the song Tuli Uli Duli, or Uli Buli Duli Do. Well, anyway, they do a better job than I do. Tuli Uli Duli, the Yodel Polka.
When a fella meets a girl in Switzerland, there's a certain thing he's gotta do. He can never, never take her by the hand till he learns to tooly-ooly-doo. when a Swiss boy goes calling on a Swiss miss in June. Charms her like magic when he yodels this tune. Dooley-dooley-doo, beneath the alpine moon, the echo goes higher and higher. Are both on fire when you get lonely. Now you know what to do. Dooley-dooley-doo, and make your dreams come true.
And here's wishing your dreams to come true for this coming home, this coming year. That was the Andrews Sisters, and it was just the Andrews Sisters. It wasn't any of the other famous names that sang with them. They were also in many, many movies. It's a very interesting read. If you go to Wikipedia, it's a quick read about the Andrews Sisters and their life together and their life apart. Had a little bit of falling out, had a little bit of getting back together. Well, there you go, 75 million albums sold at last count, and the last count was the mid-1970s. I don't know why that is. Anyway, let's move on. So let's get a little bit of guitar sound here with Chet Atkins. Chet Atkins was born Chester Burton Atkins, June 20th, 1924. He died in 2001, June 30th, 2001. He was known as Mr. Guitar and the Country Gentleman. He was an American musicianist, occasional vocalist, songwriter, and record producer. And I tell you, this guy's history, it goes on. He was inspired by a number of great players, but also he inspired a lot of great players. In fact, the Rolling Stone credited Atkins with inventing the pop-wise Nashville sound and rescued country music from a commercial slump, and ranked him 21 on their list of 100 greatest guitarists of all times. Among many other honors, Atkins received 14 Grammy Awards and the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. He received 9 Country Music Association Awards for Instrumentalist of the Year, inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame, and the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum. Okay, this guy, I read up on Chet Atkins. It's a good read, an astonishing player of music. And here comes just another astonishing song, Chet Atkins playing Dizzy String. Thank you. So that's the guy who rescued Nashville sound and brought country back and kind of invented the Nashville sound, according to some music authorities. I'm not a Chet Atkins authority. I just know that I like his music and his playing. So very famous guy, very famous song, and we could play more, but we're going to be running out of time pretty soon. So I'm going to tell you what I can do. I can turn down The Centipede Boogie by Chet Atkins and talk you right out of the end of the Glacier Review, because it's sign-off time pretty quick here. Thank you for listening today to the Glacier Review. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit the Glacier Review on Facebook. I will be posting web links, photos of guests, and more. Join the discussion. So, until my next program, Happy New Year! Hooray! And I hope you have a fabulous new year. This is the Glacier Review on Radio Free Palmer. My name is Joseph Davis.